Resolve Labs USR exploit. 50 million tokens minted with 100K USDC, 74% DPEG. An address minted 50 million USR tokens using approximately 100,000 USDC, sending Resolve Labs' Delta Neutral stablecoin into a 74% crash. On-chain analyst AeroIL9684XTPA flagged the transaction, and Wu Blockchain confirmed the suspected exploit on March 22, 2026. At the time of writing, the broader crypto market is already under pressure. BTC trades at $69,406, 1.9% in 24 hours, ETH at $21.16, 1.9%, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 29 Fear. 50 million tokens for 100,000 USDC. The core of the suspected exploit is a minting ratio that should not exist. Under normal conditions, Resolve's USR is a $1.1 peg stablecoin. Minting 50 million USR should require roughly $50 million in collateral. Instead, the address deposited approximately 100,000 USDC, a ratio of 500.1 against the intended peg. Within minutes of the minting event, USR's price collapsed 74% from its dollar peg. The speed of the crash suggests automated selling pressure or a rapid confidence collapse among holders who saw the on-chain data. How Resolve's Delta Neutral system is supposed to work. Resolve maintains USR's dollar peg through a Delta Neutral strategy. The protocol holds long ETH positions paired with short perpetual futures contracts, theoretically canceling out price exposure. The system uses a dual token model where USR serves as the senior tranche, low-risk dollar pegged, and RLP, Resolve Liquidity Pool, acts as the junior tranche, absorbing losses as a kind of insurance buffer. The protocol had accumulated significant TVL across Ethereum, Base, BNB Chain, and HyperEVM. Resolve previously reported over 50,000 users and TVL that peaked above $400 million, according to coverage from The Defiant and MEXC Research. If the exploit is confirmed, the question becomes whether the vulnerability sat in the minting contract itself, allowing under-collateralized issuance, or in the Oracle validation layer that should have rejected the transaction. Why stablecoin minting exploits keep happening? This is not the first time a stablecoin's minting mechanism has been weaponized. Cashio's cash stablecoin on Solana was drained of $50 million in 2022 after an attacker used a fake collateral account to mint unlimited tokens. Akela's AUSD lost 99% of its value the same year when hackers minted 1.3 billion tokens through a misconfigured liquidity pool. The pattern is consistent. An attacker finds a path to mint tokens without depositing proportional collateral, then either dumps the minted tokens for real assets or uses them as collateral elsewhere before the market reprices. For USR holders, the immediate risk is straightforward. If 50 million unbacked tokens are circulating, every existing USR is diluted. The RLP insurance pool, designed to absorb tail risks, was not built to handle an infinite mint scenario where the protocol's own issuance mechanism is compromised. What USR holders should do now? The situation is developing rapidly. Resolve Labs has not yet published an official response as of this writing. Holders should avoid buying the dip on USR until the team confirms whether the minting was authorized or exploitative and whether the vulnerability has been patched. Check DeFi positions that use USR as collateral. Lending protocols may begin liquidating USR-backed positions if the price does not recover. Monitor official channels. Resolve's X account, MAR Resolve Labs, and their Discord will be the fastest sources for postmortem details. Anyone holding USR in a self-custody wallet retains control of their tokens, but the tokens themselves may be worth significantly less than $1 until the situation resolves. Users who deposited USR into custodial DeFi vaults face the additional risk of smart contract pauses or withdrawal freezes. This incident is a reminder that delta-neutral stablecoins carry smart contract risk that traditional fiat-backed stablecoins like USDC do not. While USDC depends on Circle's reserves and banking relationships, delta-neutral designs depend entirely on the integrity of their on-chain logic. When that logic breaks, there is no reserve account to fall back on.